Hello, I am Jasmine Rice with Good Things Are Gonna Come, and today's episode is, can fear control your life? I think the answer to that, all of us know, is yes, if we allow it to. So I knew that I wanted a divorce about 4 years ago. After several things came to light in our marriage, I knew in my heart and in my head and in my gut that divorce was ultimately going to be the best thing in the end for both of us. But as soon as those words came out of my mouth, I want a divorce, I was filled with fear. And in that moment, I was so fearful of everything. Over the next several months, we decided to try couples counseling. We even went to a retreat on how to repair issues in marriages. All the while, deep down, I knew that divorce was going to be best for both of us. But the fear of the unknown life that I was going to be facing kept me holding on and just clinging to the idea that we could, I don't know, somehow repair everything that had happened. I was so afraid of what my life was going to look like as a divorcee. Will I have enough money? Will my family support me? How do I start over? Will I ever find love again? I had been with this person for over half of my life. And on top of the sadness of losing my partner, the fear of the unknown began causing anxiety and panic attacks. So, seven signs that fear is holding you back in life. Number one, you get complacent. You convince yourself that although not glamorous, maybe not even what you want, what's happening is, it's good enough. Sure, you're unhappy, but it works. It's good enough, so why rock the boat? Number two, yes and no. So, you say yes when you actually mean no. And you're saying no when you mean yes. You're afraid of disappointing other people. You are afraid of rejection. You are afraid of the unknown if you answer the wrong way or say yes or no without really knowing the outcome. Number three, you zone out. Fear can cause anxiety and pain. And numbing that pain with alcohol, technology, food, or anything excessive, I mean, work, exercise, the list goes on, is avoidance. Trying to keep your brain busy so you aren't focusing on the real issues, it's honestly just prolonging things. Number four, hey, you pick. So you're afraid that you're going to make the wrong decision, so why not let somebody else make the decision for you? Asking other people's opinions is great, and it can help give you perspective as an outsider when looking on your situation, but not if you're looking at that person to make the decision for you because you're afraid of making the wrong one. Number five, failure. Afraid to try something new? Afraid to step out of your comfort zone? Failure has such a negative connotation, but failing at something, honestly, it's an opportunity to learn from your experiences and grow and try again. Might someone in the mix get disappointed along the way? Perhaps. But if you're more fearful of disappointing someone else rather than being true to yourself, you need to think about that. Number six, fear of judgment. People will judge you. That's just life. Let them. Be you and be proud. You cannot control other people. If you are happy with your choices, if you are being authentic and you're being a good person, then dance like no one's watching. It's your life. It's not theirs. Number seven, fear of the unknown. None of us can predict the future or see what life will look like in 5 years. Letting the fear of the unknown keep your senses heightened, that can be beneficial at times, like in a situation where there might be a mugger in a dark alley. But letting that fear consume you and keeping you from experiencing life, that's really unhealthy. Often we run from our problems because honestly, we don't know how to process them or solve them. But I have good news for you. You can control your fears, but first, you have to be willing to, number one, acknowledge them. Number two, own them. Number three, accept them. And number four, work on them. This is not easy to do since confronting your fears can produce a lot of initial anxiety. You have to stay in the feared situation and stay with that heightened fear response until it begins to subside. And eventually, it honestly will. You can't get rid of fears completely. There are strong, brave, intelligent, successful, happy people out there. They all have fears. But allowing fear to win and living a life where you have never made hard choices out of the fear of the 1 through 7 list I just gave you, that can rob you of enjoying the present moment and the life that lies ahead for you. If you'd like to learn more about working with me, please visit my website at goodthingsaregonnacome.com. And remember, you got this.